St. Vincent Ferrer, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, our vocabulary word for today is thaumaturge. Do any of you know what that means? Well, it comes from the Greek. It means a miracle worker. Of all of the hundreds of miracles worked by today's great Dominican saint, Vincent Ferrer, this is my favorite. One time when he was a young friar and priest, and already working so many miracles that everybody was all sort of topsy-turvy. There were always people coming to see him and wanting this or that miracle for someone who was sick to get better or dead to come back to life, things like that. But finally, his superior, the priest in charge, the father prior of the monastery, said, "Friar Vincent, no more miracles. You're forbidden under obedience. No more miracles." Well, of course, he was a most obedient friar, very much like to Jesus and to Mary, in whose name he worked these miracles. Well, and he did his very best to obey. But one day, he's walking down the street, and some workers are repairing a building. And they had, you know, it's called scaffolding, so they could climb up high. And it's pretty high up, one of the workers is. And all of a sudden, he loses his footing, and he starts to fall down to the earth. Well, the saint knew that if he fell, he would die. And maybe he knew that if he died, he would not be ready for judgment, because he was known, the saint was, as the angel of judgment. And so he thought, conundrum. That's another word, but we'll do that vocabulary word another day. Conundrum. What am I going to do? I'm not allowed to work any miracles, but I mustn't let this poor man die. He's not even ready to die. So he said, "Stay right there." And he stops falling in midair like this. He just stays there. And he runs to the monastery and he says, "Excuse me, Father Prior, but I have a very urgent request. May I please have permission to work a miracle?" And the Father Prior was so just taken aback and amazed. He said, "Brother, by all means, please go back to that poor man and work the miracle for him." And so the miracle he worked was, he put him back on his scaffolding again. And that was the end of it. He didn't fall and he didn't die. He worked thousands of miracles in his lifetime, children. Back then, the church was in a very bad way. There were several men claiming to be pope, and many of the popes and the bishops were bad and worldly, and many of the Christians didn't know their catechism or their faith and led very wicked lives. And there were lots of Jews about and Mohammedans or Muslims too. And our saint went around the whole their whole world, which was Europe, all the countries in Europe, you know, your geography, like Spain and Italy and France, in particular Brittany. And he would preach. He would have five Dominicans with him and five regular priests, and they would hear the confessions and help out for the detail. And every morning he would sing a solemn high mass, and he had all the ceremonies of the church just so, because he knew that was very important for the glory and worship of God. And then he would get up into the pulpit when he preached, having prayed a long time and fasted and everything. And he would say, "I am the angel of the judgment." And then sometimes if people didn't want to believe him, he would work miracles. He would preach about sin and dying and not dying in mortal sin and the terrors of hell and the glories of heaven and the power of the Blessed Mother. But one day somebody stood up, a heretic, and he said, "Well, I have a free will, and if I want to go to hell, I'm just going to go to hell." And Friar Vincent, St. Vincent Ferrer, they called him Master Vincent. He looked at him and he said, "No, you're not going to go to hell. Our Lady's Rosary is more powerful." And he told everybody in the crowd, and he would preach to thousands, and there was no microphone, but they could all hear him. And if they didn't speak his language, which was a dialect of Spanish, sometimes he would speak in Latin, but they could still understand what he was saying. Even when he was speaking to the Mohammedans at Granada, he converted 8,000 Mohammedans, which is unheard of. Well, he got all of these thousands of people to say the rosary. I believe in God the Father Almighty, gets his rosary from his habit. And they all start saying the rosary. And you know, by the time they even got to the first decade, that sinner was converted. And he asked Jesus and Mary to pardon him his sins. The great miracles that he worked, St. Vincent Ferrer. What was the secret of his holiness, children? Well, of course, it was his prayer and how he fasted. Every Friday and Wednesday on bread and water, and the rest of the days, he only ate a little tiny piece of fish at noontime and some soup and watered down wine, and that was all, maybe some vegetables sometimes, but that was all, nothing else. And he never had any supper and never had any breakfast and prayed a long time. But he was all for God, all for God. Still, you could be all for God and fast and do many pleasing and holy things, but what makes a difference between the men and the boys? You have to be obedient. And that's how he was his whole life long. He never caused a moment's grief. You heard what he did in the way of being obedient to the Father Superior about not working miracles. When his mother was expecting him before he was born, she never felt a single pain. She felt a great joy and a happiness, and his birth was such a sweet and an easy one. And even as a little boy, he would be in charge of giving out the alms or the money for the poor, which his family, which was wealthy, were accustomed to give. And whenever he was told to do something, he would do it. He would just be obedient. I was talking to a policeman yesterday, and we had an interesting talk. And this policeman who comes to our church, he told me, he spends a lot of his time talking to young people, probably teenagers, I suppose, who are in a bad way, and they're having problems, and maybe it's drugs, or maybe it's they're fighting with their parents, or fighting with somebody else, or they're getting into trouble. And he gives them little talks, he does, as policeman. And I thought, what an excellent idea. It's a little bit what St. Vincent Ferrer would do. He gives them a little talk, but he got the nickname for himself as being, they call him the preacher. Because when he has a problem with kids on the street or people fighting in a house, he would go and give them a good talking to. He said, he tells the children, be three rules. Be obedient. So do what your parents tell you to do. Number two, do it right away. Number three, do even more than you're asked to do. And then your parents will love and trust you so much that you could, they'll trust you for everything because of those three rules. I think those are excellent rules. And it's probably something similar that enabled our saint to work so many miracles. In other words, God was obedient to Master Vincent because Master Vincent was obedient to God. That's how it works, children. You have to have both sides working. And then you get the most extraordinary miracles that he could work to convert tens of thousands of Jews, 8,000 Mohammedans, and bad Christians throughout the whole of Europe. Year after year, he would travel around with little carts. He'd have all their stuff in carts, and they'd go from village to village and set up their chapel, and then he would give sermons every morning and every night, and there'd be confessions for hours afterwards. And he saved Europe in a sense. He was a true miracle worker. And when he died, our Lord sent another miracle worker. He was the saint we had on Saturday. He was a Franciscan father, and his name was St. Francis of Paola. And he was not from Spain, but from Italy. And our Lord continued the same thing during two very difficult centuries. They had two very great saints to work miracles. Why, even St. Vincent's hat worked miracles. He had a hat. Sometimes they used to wear hats back then quite a bit. I think it protected him from the weather. Maybe his head was bald. And it was an old worn-out hat. And sometimes he would make a soup out of the hat. He would put the hat, which got kind of dirty, you know, in a pail of water, a bucket of water, to wash it, I suppose. And then the water that he had washed his hat in, he would give to people. And miracles would be worked with that. One time, you see, if you take care of our Lord, children, our Lord will take care of you. He will send you crosses and sufferings, but every now and again, he'll give you great graces just to encourage you. So one time, he was preaching someplace near a forest, and he was so tired at the end of the day, he couldn't take another step. Well, there was no place to stay that was safe, nothing at all. But all of a sudden, an inn, like a little motel, appeared out of nowhere. So he put his, he took his hat off, and he went in and he asked for a room, and he got himself a room, and he spent the night and he had a good night's rest. And the next day, he remembered, I forgot my hat. And he particularly wanted to keep his hat because his hat used to work miracles. One time he gave it his hat to a lady, and she worked all sorts of miracles with the use of that hat. So he needed his hat back. So he goes back to the forest where he'd spent the night, and there's no inn there at all. It was a miracle. And he finds his hat not in his room at the inn, but on a tree where the angels had put it. And when he died, white butterflies, hundreds of them, came all around his bed and took his, there were angels, and took his soul up to heaven. St. Vincent Ferrer, the power of the rosary, but especially being obedient. The obedient man shall speak of victory, children. It's a lesson we can never contemplate too much. We think if we do it our way, everything will be pretty good, if not perfect. But actually, it's exactly the opposite. So let's ask today's saint during this Holy Mass to follow the grace of obedience, truly to follow what we meditate on when we do pray our rosary, the obedience of Jesus and of Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.